The Los Angeles Unified School District is now temporarily offering full-time employees $500 a month for every child they have under the age of six. That money's supposed to pay for childcare. And the district is one of a number of employers around the country rethinking benefits for working parents at a time when many women have had to drop out of the workforce. And as we know, in this country, most of the weight of caregiving still falls on women. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter.
What is the range of benefits you're seeing out there that the companies are starting to offer?
Well, so as you said, they're addressing a few issues. One is that, first of all, we're going to start getting jobs back, and companies need to compete for workers, or certainly will, in the next year and a half to two. And child care and sort of elder care even is becoming a big, big issue. It was already an issue before the pandemic. We knew the system was kind of broken. It's more broken now. And this is an opportunity for companies to sort of try and build something in that most other modern democracies have. America is way behind everybody else in terms of childcare. What you are seeing, though, is that it's changing. It's not just on-site physical childcare that companies are talking about. It's also the idea of benefits to pay for childcare more flexibly in case you're, you know, working from home or something like that.
Well, that is a big deal. Now, we have been reporting for months how tough this pandemic has been on women in the workforce. They're leaving the workforce in droves because life has changed so much that someone's got to take care of the kids. What does that mean for these companies? How much does it hurt them? I mean, what are they seeing out there that's causing them to realize they got to fix this problem?
It's a couple of problems because every company in America, around the world, is now thinking about what the workplace of the future looks like and flexible work and attracting more people. And again, this is a shock to the system. Our higher unemployment, 6% now, is not natural, right? It's because of the pandemic. So there's an expectation that when it comes back, and it might take a year and a half or two, it comes back fully, companies want to be able to pay for workers. So as you and I have talked about, there's been an increase in wages that a lot of companies are offering well in advance of what the government mandates because they know they've got to create, better places to work. So they're looking at that, but there's also a push now from President Biden to include caregiving as part of a broader infrastructure package, which is unheard of. You don't normally think about caregiving as part of infrastructure, but even the government's thinking about it right now. So it looks like we've sort of turned a page and are saying, how do we keep women more involved in the workforce and get back those who aren't there?
Good point. Some of these companies are doing this on their own, and the government is also considering making it more official. So the LA schools benefit that I mentioned, that would last through the summer for people. So how likely is it that we'll see a meaningful and permanent change here, Ali, you know, once we get out of this pandemic?
Well, a company that surveys these things talked to 200 HR executives, and they said 84% of companies are offering workers more flexibility generally. So that's work hours, that's where you're working from, but specifically in response to workers' caregiving obligations. Two out of the five of those 200 companies, two out of five were reporting that they specifically have extended greater flexibility to parents. 25% said more paid time off. 13% said more childcare solutions. So I think this is going to be permanent. I think everybody's trying it out for now because we're still not sure when everybody gets back to work, given that the pandemic is continuing, but I think you're seeing a meaningful change that might last.
A lot has changed in the past year or so. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.